3% of U.S. adults, that is 76 million people, have been exposed to alcohol in the family. They grew up with or married an alcoholic or a problem drinker or had a blood relative who was an alcoholic or problem drinker. 62% of high school students, seniors, report they have been drunk. Now that's, we're getting right here at the senior parties that are going on or have went on, and you got graduation coming up, and I know it's higher. This statistics was taken, I believe, 8 years ago. This is the recent one that I have found, and I'm sure if you spent more time researching, you can probably find some up-to-date stuff, but this is what I came up with. And it says 31% say they have had five or more drinks in a row during the last 2 weeks. These are these seniors that we're still talking about. It says 3.1 million Americans, approximately 1.4% of the population 12 and older, receive treatment for alcoholism and alcohol-related problems in 1997. Treatment peaked among people between the ages of 26 to 34. It says an estimated of 6.6 million children under 18 live in households with an at least one alcoholic parent. About 43% of adults in the U.S., that is 76 million, have had a parent, child, sibling, or spouse who is an alcoholic in your family. Greater than 50% of grown-ups in the U.S. have had knowledge of someone in their immediate family that has or still is drinking alcohol. This is right here, 25.9 of underage alcoholic abusers drank 47.3% of the total amount of alcohol consumed by drinkers underneath the legal age. That is under the age of 21. And it says an estimated 43% of U.S. adults have had someone related to them who is presently or was an alcoholic. 40% of alcoholism is passed down through the gene pool. The generations after generations, it is passed down. Now we're going to go, folks, we're going to kick it up a tad bit here. We're going to do the effects of the workplace.